Mi bicicleta, mi bicicleta. Donde está mi bicicleta, mi bicicleta, mi bicicleta. Donde está mi bicicleta, mi bicicleta. Oh, we're live. Hey, everybody. Mi bicicleta, mi bicicleta. Donde está mi bicicleta? El negro robo, el negro robo. Robo mi bicicleta. Negro sucio, negro sucio. Dirty negro stole my bicycle. Hi, everybody. Oh, is Weiss here? Oh, I'm going to steal Weiss's unicycle. How funny would it be if I'm a unicycle thief? If it turns out the whites steal unicycles. Like this whole time. Is Weiss here? This whole time, I'm like, as soon as someone gets a unicycle, I'm like, mi bicicleta. Like, I only steal. There's something awakens in me. Some deep epigenetic instinct awakens in me. When I see a unicycle, I steal it. Two wheels sounds a little high, right? Last night was crushing. Thank you, Dirty Bear. Yeah, I was listening to James True today talking about how everybody's got to listen to my stream from last night because my mom really breaks down what it's like seeing pedophilia and having people not believe you and then ostracizing you. Like he gave my mom a lot of props, which I really much love to James True. He gets it about how every community has a what's it called, a pariah, and a lot of times that's the one who called out who was actually doing the abuse. And guys, you can just sit around and just keep saying, Tom Hanks is in Gitmo. I know why you're doing that. You're only lying to yourself. Fired Up Passion Owen is the best. Thank you, Teddy Bear. Anyway, today is called episode 826. I've been the pariah since 2001. Kung Fu Bear gets it. Red Pill Rooster gets dramatic. Trump tries to butter up the bears, and Africa and Missouri get based. Mi bicicleta, mi bicicleta. Donde está mi bicicleta? So yeah, that stream from last night will exist at dlive.tv/OwenBenjaminComedy. It'll eventually be on unauthorized.tv and anywhere you get your audio podcasts. Trunk. Oh yeah, oh, I should have said trunk. Man, is it too late to change it? Trunk. Trunk makes me laugh every, like saying trunk. What you gonna do, trunk? For those of you that don't know, there's a bike thief that, has one of the funniest videos calling out trunk. The whole time, she's like 100% dialed in to her criticisms of our president. But just keeps referring to him as trunk. It makes me laugh every time. It's like, what you gonna do, trunk? What you gonna do, trunk? Trunk, I need my weed, right. So I'll just start off with this. I don't know how collective consciousness works or any of this stuff, but Babylon B is pretty... So I'm just ladling gravy. So I've been a little critical of Trunk lately. Not as a man. I think he's probably just in over his head. But I'm not bought into this way of deciding our government anymore. Joe Biden today, or yesterday on Morning Joe, he said, guys, it's so bad I can't even make fun of it. Joe Biden was like, Donald Trump doesn't have enough intercourse with the world. Unlike me and Obama, we kept the diseases in Africa. Like... I might just play Paul Romano's breakdown of it from Pockets of the Future. He's funny as hell. But listen, if you want to get off, if you want to get chubbed up and squirt, just going, look at how stupid Biden is. The fact that this is our choice, that it's Joe Biden against Trunk, it's broken. It's broken beyond, and I'm a dude, ask my wife, I'm a dude who does not leave things. Like, I don't leave, like, I beat a horse, not, I don't just beat a dead horse. I'll beat the glue that's made from the dead horse, and then I'll keep beating that glue until it isn't even sticky anymore. It is a joke for shoe Joe versus, right. It's, and listen, if it makes you feel good about Trump to just attack Joe Biden is, he's running for president and he should be in a nursing home or a penitentiary. Donald Trump is a flim flam man. He's a real estate guy. He's just like, big things are happening. Big things are happening. The whole thing is such a farce at this point that this is not a government that works. This is not it's not a government that works. But it's fine. They can do what they want. I don't need it to end. They can do whatever they want. I don't need it to end. I'm not looking to end Washington, D.C. or Trump. It's like they're having fun. That's what they do. And there's a lot of people that are really into what they do. They're really excited about it. And LOL, it's a circus. Dude, it was all, okay. John F. Kennedy named the lunar lander after the guy that was living at the White House sucking his dick, named Lem. I'm going to play the Mountain Bear sketch. So before you were born, a lot of you, it was, a circus doesn't begin to describe it. He was openly getting his dick sucked by Marilyn Monroe and also getting his dick sucked by a dude named Lem. Hang on, Mountain Bear. I might have the video. Hang on 1 second. I'm not going to talk about politics today. I don't enjoy it. I know I've been getting some upset emails from some very good bears. Like, Big Bear, we got them right where we want them. I mean, Trump is finally exposing China for what it is. What? You know, China. Okay. Kennedy. Come on, please. Oh, I don't have it. No. Lem. Gay. Oh, damn it. NASA. We're just finally awake to it. I think the Monroe thing was a distraction to hide Lem. Yeah. How dare you? Come on. I really hope Mountain Bear re-uploaded it. Because his channel's been deleted now at least twice. Man, I got a lot for you guys today, too. I just really want to show you that none of this is new. And I'm also going to play you Down Syndrome President, because anybody with Down Syndrome would do better than Trump. All right, evidence to a boomer that JFK was a... Oh, yeah, here we go. All right, let's just open up with some good comedy. Okay, so it's not a circus at this point. At no point has it ever not been a circus. John F. Kennedy was a raging homosexual.
But I'm supposed to be good to the people that vote for me.
Hang on a second. Oh, God, I got so much good stuff for you today. And I know we've seen some of these sketches before, but it never gets old. When you're dealing with someone like Mountain Bear... And then New Red Pill Rooster, which is actually kind of profound today. But anyway, so this is before you were born. So you know how like the Q-tards are like saying, oh, the good patriots from, they're going to avenge Kennedy. Guys, Kennedy couldn't stop getting his dick sucked. Watch this.
Kennedy's best friend, his name was Lem. Lem. He was a homosexual. President, he wanted nothing more than his best friend, who was an open homosexual, to live with him in the White House. How dare you go after John F. Kennedy? He was a veteran war hero. It's not like he was wearing matching gay guy short shorts, shirtless, arm in arm with the guy. Oh, yeah? What about this? Arm in arm in matching short shorts. John F. Kennedy, of course, being shirtless, and his studly homosexual best friend that he stays close with his entire life, smiling like he just sucked a dick. How dare you, Big Bear? How fucking double dog dare you? I'm a baby boomer, okay? That clearly is just two young men. One just so happens to be a homosexual. There's nothing gay going on there. It's not like they're...
Hey, Charlie, what's up, buddy? Hi. Go inside and go help Mom, okay? I love you. He's... Guys... Charlie, right now, I'm not playing this with earshot of my kids around. But Charlie right now, he's scowling at me. He just came out, and he was like, I go inside and help Mom. He's going like this. He just goes, thanks, Charlie.
petting a dog together or anything. What if they're petting a little puppy together in white linen pants? How dare you, Big Bear? I'm a baby boomer. But that's a man that put a man on the fucking moon. What did you do? He's not homosexual petting a puppy. Listen, I was with you as a fan. I was with you as a fan when you were going after the goddamn liberals. And then even when you came at your own Crowder. But now that you're attacking an American patriot as a homosexual,
Someone just said, you make good, valid points. Why do you always use clips like this to affirm them? Because, all right, I'm just going to quickly put you in a timeout. Because comedy is how you actually get through to people. That guy's now in a timeout. If he tries to use rhetorical questions again, he's obviously banned for life. Oh, how dare you? Why do I make the truth funny? Hang on. And by the way, some people just don't understand Big Bear. Some people just don't. No. That guy's a retard. And next time he's banned. I can't stand people that knowingly just pretend like this isn't super fucking effective. So if I just say, hey, John F. Kennedy got his dick sucked by a guy named Lem, and then he named the Moonlander after him that never went to the moon. What do you think people do? Do you think people go, man, thanks for that great information, Big Bear? No, they get a pitchfork and a torch, and they go, burn the witch, and they try and get me and my family out of the town I'm currently living in. So if you have any more questions, just let me know. And then I'll send you on your way to the Daily Wire.
Dare you? I mean, it's not as if he was in a barbershop quartet together. You've gone too far this time. That's the man that put a man on the goddamn moon and made black people and white people equal forever. The same exact cock length and everything. And now you're trying to say he's a homosexual. How dare? It's not like he slow danced with the homosexual and made out with him. Well, here's a picture of John F. Kennedy Jr. and his homosexual best friend slow dancing and kissing. How double dog dare you? John F. Kennedy was a guy, a fucking war hero. It doesn't matter how many cocks that war hero took in his asshole.
Because the end of it is always, well, it doesn't even matter. Like, my mom was talking last night about the Monsignor in our town, Furf, Father Fafaro, who brought in 7 pedophiles for 7 parishes. Over the course of 50 years, because, you know, he wants someone to keep a secret. And it came out, and all, you know, some of my friends and some of the kids would call out these pedophiles and how they kept getting raped. And everyone's like, oh, how dare you? How dare you? And my mom was one of the few that would stay standing. And then it came out, and then the people that are like, oh, he's just really nice to the kids. So it comes out, he has a boyfriend who's around 19. The same people, and this guy's 70 at this point, the same people are like, who are you to judge? He just has a boy. He's legal. He's 19. I'm like, okay, so we have all these kids saying that he raped them as kids. And now, not only does he not have a vow of celibacy, he's fucking a 19-year-old boy. Like, oh, he's a man, though. I mean, so what? He has a boyfriend. So, and then I saw the power. The power of power. That no matter what we said, those people would be like, we were the bad people. And the cute thing the cute thing is real. Also, I didn't believe, but sure enough, BB crushes again. I was never mad. I just laugh now. Right. Just get past it. Unless you're a fucking child. Unless you want to suck on the tit of Q. The Q thing's absurd. And you can yell at me all you want. I mean, none of this is new for me. All right. So now I'm going to play you guys. Guys, anybody with Down syndrome. And bear in mind, I've been critical of Trunk lately. Not that I care. I don't even participate in the government anymore. You know, if they make me pay them money, fine. But they're not going to get me to do anything or believe in them. I'm not going to worship their giant dick phallus. But, so Babylon B publishes, what's better than hornets? Bears. Kamikaze bears. The best bears maybe ever, Trump said. And I don't know how any of this works, but I feel like they're trying to butter us up again. You know, they know that me, the bard king of the bears, has said, you know what, Trunk? I don't think you're doing a great job with this coronu. I think giving all the power to Billy Goat Gates, and so the next, you know, 2 days later, Babylon Bee talks about how Trunk is saying the best bears. I mean, listen, is it related? Yes. Do I know how? No, I have no idea. I'm just, I'm not mad at Trunk. I hope Trunk does a good job. I hope his life goes well. I hope that his supporters feel satisfied that they're chasing down the pedos in the sewers. Meanwhile, there's pedos all over the place. And it's up to the communities. Trump likes you, Big Bear, and the bear is calling him out helps him improve. Right? I don't care if he improves or not, though. I kind of want Joe Biden to win at this point because I want gaffes.
Oh, how dare you! If Joe Biden wins, then we won't get the pedophiles in the sewers. Hillary Clinton will be going to her, Gitmo, and with Tom Hanks, and
dude, they're worse. It's a different type of Trump derangement syndrome. It's Trump derangement syndrome the other way. You know, there's people that are like, anything Trump does is evil, which is crazy, right? We all know that's crazy. No, I'm not, I don't really want Biden, Rusky Bear. I don't want anything to do with their filthy world. Now there's the other direction. Some Build-A-Bear just said, wow. You're banned for life. You can come back, Builder Bear, but you just have to be Builder Bear 2.0. I've said over and over and over again that don't just say wow. And so I don't know if you're just trying to test me or whatever, but you know, you can come back, but it's gonna take you a little time to make a new screen name. And if you didn't know that rule, then you shouldn't have talked anyway. You should have hung out for a bit. If you just simply say wow, you're out of here. Politics are a sham beyond to the point where it's like, I can't believe I didn't see it before. And now I'm surrounded by a lot of people, so not surrounded, but a few people in my life. It's totally becoming a secret society, banning their rankings. That's hilarious. I never even thought of that way. Just saying, love the smell of a good banning in the morning. Yeah. I mean, just saying, wow, I've talked about this so many times. Wow. What? So you just sat down and just wrote, wow, send. I'm voting third party, maybe. I'm not voting. And you can do whatever you want. I don't care. Yeah, if it makes you happy, if you feel connected, if you like it, great. I don't anymore. I think the fact that the system, the quote-unquote Democratic, Republican, whatever the fuck you wanted to call it, the fact that they're allowing a guy that sexually assaulted little girls on C-SPAN and now can't speak, like he's a bumbling psychopath who needs to be in a nursing home. His son, who's a crack addict, who just stole his money. The fact that it's down to him and Trunk, I'm out. I'm just, and you're going to yell at me. You're going to say, but if you don't vote, you're not American. If you're not, no, I'm doing the American thing. I'm out. But I feel so strongly about the wow, I must have worked, just wow. Yeah, wow is like they're coming. They're just like, oh, wow. All right. And this is how you know it's all a scam. Because, and you can get mad. Guys, listen, get mad at me if it makes you feel better. I can handle it. I'm serious. I was going through stories with my mom last night. I highly recommend you listen to that. Like, the amount of how dare yous I've shouldered in my life would blow your fucking mind. And looking back, not only were we morally right, it's insane that people were persecuting us for calling out the rape of children. How dare you? It's the same shit with Trunk. It's like, if I don't want to participate in the government and I want to tell people that that's a possibility, you can get mad at me. Listen, if it makes you feel good to go, how dare you? Go ahead. God bless. And the reason I am so comfortable knowing that, and do I want our government to fall? I don't care. I don't even care. I don't, like, no. Yes, I don't know. I don't need them to do what I want. Why would I need that? What they do doesn't affect me. Oh, no, but whoever's president, dude, my life is not changing. Even in the quarantine, even in the craziest time ever, I look around and nothing's changing. And I'm like, so all it is your heart. You put your heart and your soul and your spirit.
But I'm supposed to be good.
Into this lie, into this crazy lie. And it makes you feel good. You're like, you know, Trump is going to get those pedos in the sewers. You know, he's got them right where they want them. Guys, anybody, like, this is called Down Syndrome President. Anybody with Down Syndrome would do a better job than Trump.
The people that vote for me, I want to do a good job. Well, you can go out and play in the fields if you just sign into this law, you know, because the veterans don't need that much help. They're the toughest people. The veterans don't need help. They are strong. Yeah, they're the heroes. So they don't need any medical help. But if I'm representing the people, why would I sabotage their life? I saw a veteran who was sad and needed help. This guy is too, he gets it. I don't want to play in the field if it means taking the ability for a veteran to get the medical treatment from the things he was exposed to in the Middle East.
Uh-oh.
I don't understand why our monetary system is privatized by a bunch of people who live in Brussels and Switzerland. I get them out of here. But why would our money be printed in... So if there's nothing backing the money, I don't want cocaine or child sex. I just want to play in the field. Oh boy, we have a situation. Isn't Germany supposed to be filled with German people? Yeah. But see, what happened is the birth rate is too up. But isn't the birth rate low because you guys told them that not to have children because of environmental reasons? Yeah, but that was a different group, and there was a different time. And see, what happened is now the birth rate's too low, so we have to bring in people. But these people that you bring in seem very angry. Well, that's because of these wars that were fought, and they're you know, it's the type of people that are very they desperately need jobs, and there's no women though, so it's just men, and they're very angry. Why did you bomb their country to begin with? Well, first you have to understand 9/11. 9/11, steel frame doesn't melt like that. Why don't these men have family? If it's about birth rate, why is it just men? That seems like a horrible environment for sexual abuse in the future. Well, see. Do you want to play in the field? I want to play in the field, but not until I understand why Germany is becoming not German. The retard's on to us. It's time for Operation Assassination in the Open Field. Okay. I'm going to go. But if a nation is its people, a country is its geographic region, how can a nation be a melting pot when there's...
Well, you see, it's a melting pot. The nation is all people.
So what is the Cherokee Nation?
Well, the Cherokee Nation are people that are descended from the Cherokee tribe.
So it isn't a geographical region?
No, the Cherokee Nation is a people.
So the American Nation is also a people?
No, it's a region.
So the Cherokee Nation is a... So if you're... Where is the region?
It's nowhere. It's wherever the people are because it's the blood of the Cherokee that make it a nation.
So Cherokee Nation is a people, but American Nation is a geographic region. I just want to play in the field.
Let's send them out into the field. Can we get them out in the field?
Okay.
It's time to take out Corky. Corky knows too much.
Okay, so right now you're probably bummed out that Corky got taken out. No. Because the problem with lies is lies are ineffective. So what did they do to try and kill Corky? They sent in Globe Earth Sniper. As we all know, the American military, hang on a second, is headed by Trunk and the rest of the guys who are adamant about the world being a spinning ball in an infinite vacuum. And so when you're basing your life on a series of lies, it's really hard to shoot Corky in the open field. So Corky goes out in the open field. I just want to play in the field. And so the Federal Reserve Chairman, the CIA, and everybody are like, time to take him out. He knows too much. So they send out Globe Earth Sniper. So let's see what happens next.
You only have one shot at this guy, okay? A little left. Okay, now factor in the spin. No. God damn it, man. Okay, what direction are we? East, west, north, south, northeast? Factor in everything. We need to know exactly the direction, the spin of the earth, and how to combat it, or else we're going to miss. There's no spin of the earth. Take the shot, retard. But that would mean Neil deGrasse Tyson is wrong, and you miss every single shot when we do this. If we miss this shot, our location will be blown. We've been here for 4 days shitting in little cans. Tell me the spin of the earth. Like, okay, down to the left 16 inches. Did. No. They saw us. I missed a shot. I guess it was spinning a little faster than I thought. Globe, Earth, Sniper. I can see the mirage. No, that's the target. Must be a mirage. Wow, I've done the calculations. 8 inches per mile squared. I wouldn't be able to see him. It's a mirage. I'm not taking the shot. It's him! Like, every sniper just shoots people. That's a fucking mirage. That means Neil deGrasse Tyson, the bike thief with the answers, is somehow misleading me. Globe, Earth, Sniper. Okay, if you factor in the curve. If you factor in the curve, this is clearly a mirage.
All right, so the good news is what happened to Corky after telling the truth is Goldberg Sniper couldn't get him because they were factoring in a non-existent spin of the earth. Any snipers in the chat want to tell everybody that you don't factor in the spin of the earth? But
of course, I mean, but no one factors in the spin of the earth. Everyone knows that, Big Bear, the bullet go too fast.
No, one of the main arguments for globe earth is the Coriolis effect that snipers have to factor in the spin of the earth. It's been in like literally 1,000 Discovery Channels, was in textbooks, was taught to us as kids, that's how you know there's a spin of the earth, because snipers have to factor it in when they shoot a bullet. And ask any sniper, they never do, because there isn't a spin of the earth.
Oh, so, I mean, of course nobody factors in the spin of the earth when they shoot.
That's your main argument. Your main argument. And then you want to get into globe earth pilots? Guys, the earth is not a spinning ball. It's not in empty space. And people still want to put their faith in Trunk. Trunk is a baby boomer, dude. I wish him the best. I really do. I hope he's having a good life. I wish his children the best. I hope he finally catches Hillary at some point. You know, I can send him her address if he needs it. But, you know, I hope he takes down the deep state in his mind. I remember back in engineering school, no one could understand the Coriolis effect. You just had to follow the formula. Right. That's how they get you. Trunk, the only thing that spins is their projectile. Guys, I don't even want to talk about it anymore. Never calculate spin on mortars either. No. Guys, you can shoot like an intercontinental ballistic missile and not factor in the spin of the earth. And it's so embarrassing to people when they realize how much they've been tricked that they can't admit it. So they keep chugging the piss. Guys, I'm tricked all the time. I'm like a fucking dupe when it comes to like trusting people and like, why would you hold on to it after you realize it's not real? Like imagine if right now I was like, guys, Steven Crowder is this close to calling out Israel. He's so close to having a child. He's this close to not selling panties to grown men. Guys, you got to believe in Steven Crowder. He's so close. Guys, Joe Rogan deep inside is a good man because he promoted me briefly. So he's so close to telling everybody the truth about the coronavirus. Guys, you become a fucking zombie. I know it's piss. I just like the taste. Unguided bombs wouldn't hit anything ever, yet they do. Right, you just drop a bomb. Think about how the Earth allegedly is spinning 1,000 miles an hour. The child example, dude, just show anybody with Down syndrome would do a better job as president than Donald Trump. And yet I'm supposed to be like, man, he's so brave. Dude, everybody with Down syndrome is more brave. All right, so now Red Pill Rooster took a dramatic turn because the other ones are really funny. This one's more just like profound. But, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it is funny and I don't see it. But I really like this one a lot. he dramatized Satan, the snake, the serpent, trying to get his soul, and then what happens after he already has his soul. This is some intense shit, but enjoy. It might be funny, I don't know, I might have autism, but it's powerful.
You don't deserve anything. You're going to die. All your friends and family, they're going to give you an illness. Your friends and your family don't hug each other. They're going to kill you. Everybody wants to kill you. If you go into a public place, a Muslim's going to blow themselves up because they get virgins in heaven. They're so sick. They're so sick. These people are sick. They want to go to heaven to bang 72 virgins. They want to kill you and your kids. Kill yourselves. Just take some more. Being fat is fine. Don't shame a fat person. You should never have to feel shame. You can be 400 pounds and be beautiful. Other people are the virus.
I have returned, my children. Embrace me, your Savior, Jesus Christ. I have returned.
6 feet.
I am the Savior of mankind.
We get it, but we don't want to get the sniffies. A lot of people are the virus. You're so bad for the earth. You're so bad for the earth. The earth would be so much happier if you weren't on it. The earth would be so free if you weren't on it. If you weren't on this earth. Do what's right. Be the hero and take yourself out. Take yourself out. Let the earth be free. Everyone's a virus. Everyone's a virus. Everyone's against you. Everyone hates you. They want to kill you. How dare you? You should have shame. You're an embarrassment. You're never going to be beautiful like them. You're never going to be beautiful like them. You're never going to be rich enough. Your wife doesn't love you. If you don't get a bigger car, she's going to leave you for a rich man.
Save me, Lord. Protect me, Lord. Give me the chip, please.
Save me with your nipple rings. Please give me guidance. I'm your sheep. Be my shepherd with your pierced nipple. Please, I need help. I can't leave my home. I can't get my groceries. I can only watch my pornos. Please help me. Give me the chip. No, no, no. The chip is too expensive for you. You didn't earn the chip. I have money. I can take it from my wife. I can take the money from my wife. She's sleeping. She trusts me. She trusts me, Lord. I can take her. I can take her money. She doesn't check because she wouldn't think anyone would do such a thing. But I know it's worth it. Give me the chip, Lord. Give me the chip. Maybe. Show me the money. Show me the money while your wife sleeps. And then maybe I will save you. Please, thank you, Lord. I just want to serve. I just want to serve.
Wow. I mean, that's powerful stuff. You guys thought it was really funny. That's awesome. I mean, my dad really did that to my mom. So for me watching that, I'm just like... And if you want to understand... Oh, and that's Red Pill Rooster. That wasn't Mountain Bear. That's a different bear. If you want to understand like how I understand evil so well, watch my stream from last night. Watch my stream from last night. I did toward the last hour. Me and my mom talk about the darkness. Chills, crushing bear. Yeah, yeah. That's what it is. It's like, and then eventually, when they wear someone down. When the beast, when the machine, whatever you want to call it, when they wear something down and you say, yes, I submit, they treat you like shit. They're like, maybe, bring me the money. It's like, of course, Lord. Yes, yes. The vaccine is not ready, boy. Wait for it. Maybe we will give it to you. Oh, I need it, so I will do anything, Lord. That's exactly right. That's why I'm not mad at Trump. And I'm not even saying I don't want him to win. I don't care anymore about that. And unless you understand what I'm saying, I can understand why you could be very offended. Because you're like, we've come so far, Big Bear. We're almost there. They don't matter. They don't matter. Don't wait on Trump to stop pedophilia. Don't wait on Trump to win a trade war with China. Like, if you're putting your energy, your focus, your will, your everything, your essence towards a man you've never met in a place you've never been, to fight a place you've never been, to capture people you don't know, you're already done. You know? The pedophiles in the sewers are from your life. They're from your family. They're from your neighborhood. They're from your church. They're from your school. They're from times in your life. They've affected you. They've caused you a lot of pain. And now you've it's just like the slime in Ghostbusters that started bubbling up under the city. And people, you remember that Ghostbusters where there's slime that just keeps growing because of what people do to each other. And then someone says, I will go into the sewer and I will get rid of all the slime. But it's not, the slime isn't the cause, it's the result. It's fascinating shit. I've been to China and don't want to go back. Now I live in Canada. Well, it's fine. You externalize, it's fine. I'm going to vote for Major next time. There's actually someone based running. Cool, great. I love that about you. You must murder your fantasies for your dreams to come true. The slime would grow in the presence of negative emotions. Can I find the video of your chicken coop design on Unauthorized? I don't know. I probably should. Sure. I can. I'll do a tour for tomorrow. How's that sound? Hey, Harry Bear. Did you hear that Kurt Metzger thinks it's great that the Armenian genocide happened? I don't know if you caught that one yesterday. Oh, and we're also going to go through a book that a bear made me called The Three Little Pigs. He made it for me last year, but I think it's more relevant now. It's a pop-up book. All right. What else I got for you guys? Okay, let's talk about Based Missouri. Missouri! 900 Missouri residents who snitched on lockdown rule breakers fear retaliation after details leaked online. After Donald Trump backed anti-lockdown demonstrators last month, guys, I know that you're like, see, Big Bear, guys, I don't care. But this is awesome. Don't get me wrong. What I'm showing you is great. And I'm about to talk about how Based Missouri is. But Trunk does not affect me or you like you think he does. I mean, Trunk backed him, so that's why. No. That's causing people to stay in their house because they're waiting for Trunk to back them. Do what you do. Anyway, I can already feel the wave of like, see, Big Bearded Trunk, dude. Trunk is telling people to wait for the vaccine. I have friends. I have friends who've lost babies with vaccines. Trunk either knows that or he's an idiot. So either way, I don't care. All right. So anyway, so these 900 people that snitched, now their information is out. And now they have to live in fear. And I love this. This is the response. Trump is Bill Gates' bitch. Yeah, he is. That's fine. I wish him the best. I wish him the best. I really do. I hope that him and Bill Gates work out their relationship and they can. So anyway, this is someone did this. Like someone leaked this. They're like, hey, you want to know? There's no anonymity. Anonymity, guys. Anonymity is a total farce. You're always seen by God at all times. You're never invisible. Everything you do, everything you say, everything, it's counted. It's written down in a little book. I mean, not literally probably, but you can metaphorically think of it that way. So when people anonymously snitch and say, hey, Snake, my neighbor is not following the rules. Do something. Make me feel better, Snake. Make me feel better. And they go, okay, boy, you tell me the names. Oh, I'm anonymous. You're not. Now you have to actually live in fear and say, right. And the real fear is just people knowing. It's not about violence. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to go do anything to them. But you might. And that and them not knowing that, what you're going to do is the fear. And I've been through all this. People have done all kinds of fear tactics with me, like, let me know they know where I live and all this stuff. And it's like, you get to a point where you're like, okay, you know, everything I do, everything I say, everything I think, everything I feel, I assume everyone can know it. I assume everything I do is known. And then once you do that, you're like, what do you got now? A Raz worse than a homo. Infinitely worse. A lot of homo, well, it depends on the homo. You know, a lot of that is just, it's fetish from childhood trauma. Talk about it another time. He has to play the role. I don't know why people expect randomly the president to tell you exactly how the truth is. That's never happened. Right, that's true. He has to play the role. So why do you care? If he's an actor playing a role, why would you think that he's going to do anything to benefit your life? So would you go to a dinner theater production in your local town and someone is playing the role of Macbeth? Would you say, Macbeth is going to save me? No. Of course not. Of course not, Red Lines 33 Bear. So if you already see Trunk as an actor playing a role, you are mentally insane, in my opinion, if you think an actor playing a role is going to help you in any way. They're playing make-believe. And so they're going to guide in the souls and the energy and the lives of the people that don't want to. Who's walking behind you? My mother, my wife, my children. I'm surrounded by beauty and love. BB said RPR made it. Yeah, Red Pill Rooster made that cartoon. I've always seen him as an actor. Yes. And I briefly fell for it. I briefly said that Trunk was going to do something about stuff. There's nothing he can do. He's an actor. He's an actor playing a part, just like that Trump supporter said. And I support him, too. I support him as well as an actor. I hope he reads his lines really well. I hope his character is convincing. I hope the director edits him properly. I hope the producers are happy with the product. You know, I hope it gets syndication. I hope his overseas deals are great. I really do. He's a great actor. He's a great entertainer. Trunk is no savior, but he's chosen by God. I'm just going to ban that person for life. I can't do it anymore. Trunk is no savior, but he's chosen by God to save us. Just that person is now gone. Guys, there's so many chats that want people like you there. So many. It's like, just go there. Please, they need you. Do you know how many chats want you to sit around and talk about how Trunk is he's chosen by God. He's here to save you. Trust the plan of Q. Go, guys, go there. I don't need you or want you here if you just can't speak. I clearly don't want to talk like that. So you don't, do you not pick up on the cues, the social cues? I would never go into one of your channels and just, when you're talking about how Trunk is a savior and how trust the plan, sit in your house for months and months, you know, close your business, inject your kids with vaccines. You know, am I going to go there and say, hey guys, Trunk may not be the savior of man. No, of course not. You get to go do that. That's your thing. I don't want you here for that. And it's fine. Ask Lady QAnon Bear 6.6. She got banned again last night. She gets it. I think, and you can come back, whoever I just banned. Just put a 2.0 next to your name. Just to show everybody that you're growing. You're in a growing process. A Zionist told me I was a Satanist unless I do what the state wants. Right, that's, and it's up to you to say no. It's up to you to not look for someone to approve of you. I've gotten a new supercharge from hanging with my mom. Just thinking about all those years and all that opposition and how everything works out the way it should work out. And at no point are you going to get the state or the media or any of these people to say, you know what, you were right. You know what, man, you passed the test. No, they never stop. That always baffled me to see others do that shit on Facebook. It is someone own the page and try to shame or bring someone else down. Well, I know why they do it. That's why I ban them. I know the same thing when people go, oh, and you, sir, I'm like, I know why you're doing it. I've been given knowledge because of my experience and my resistance to evil. All right, you want to see something really funny? Yeah, like Trump right now is operating. Trunk is operating that we went to the moon, Space Force. 9/11 was just like how they said. And you guys can project all you want and say, oh, no, he secretly knows. He secretly knows. Him and the Q. And he's never said it. And that, I know exactly what that means. That's cowardice. That's somebody, but he has to play the part. So he's an actor. He's not a leader of men.
I feel like you're tricking me. I can't squirt.
Then go. There's so many channels that want you, dude. You're so wanted. People need you. They need you to feel good. I don't need you. All right, here's something very funny. Oh, here's a few funny things. Me. Let's see if there are any good movies. Netflix. Best I can do is repulsive Jewish propaganda. And people are like, deal. See if there's any good movies on Netflix. Best I can do is repulsive Jewish propaganda. How repulsive? Real bad. Deal. Saying he has to is I have to wear the mask. Right. He has to endorse vaccines. He has to. He has to pretend like this virus is real. He has to debate when lockdown should end. If there was one shred of dignity in that empty vessel's heart, he would just tweet, guys, this is all bullshit. Go back to work. Of course he doesn't. And so it's like, oh, but secretly he knows. Secretly, the plan is just beginning. Dude, it's Trump derangement 2.0. Trump derangement 1.0 is everything he does is a Nazi. Trump derangement 2.0 is everything he does is the savior from God. And I dealt with 1.0. A lot of my friends from Hollywood turned on me because I said everything he does is not Hitlerian. This is obviously insane. And now I'm around some people that are like, guys, everything he does is because he has to save us. Okay. Anyway, here's something really funny. Where is it? I don't even know who made it, but it made me laugh. If you figure out who makes it, I'll just read it in the chat.
These uncertain times can be a little uncertain. And when times are uncertain, it's not always certain what time it is. That's why we at the Sandwich with the Pretty Big Pickle in It Corporation want to say that we're here for you, which if I understand correctly is now the socially acceptable way to say, please don't stop giving us your money. I've been told by my PR team that big corporations can't make normal commercials anymore. So, you know, here we are. We know that these are scary times for people because we're people too, pretty much, legally speaking. Lots of people suddenly now living paycheck to paycheck. So we just want to make sure that, you know, some of those paychecks still come our way. I mean, we'll happily send an underpaid delivery guy straight to your door if you want. I mean, we'll charge a little extra
Ryan
for
George
delivery
from
because
Screen
of
Rant.
How uncertain the times are. Now, you may be wondering, will that extra money go to the underpaid delivery guy? Well, you can rest assured that no, that money's for me, the corporation CEO. Oh, and yeah, also, I would like to say thank you to our medical professionals. I'm told it's a good look if I do that. In fact, I'm happy to announce that the Sandwich with the Pretty Big Pickle in It Corporation has given $1 million to an ad agency to make this very commercial, in which I said thank you. You heard me just a minute ago. Could we have donated that money instead? Of course. But that doesn't really translate into direct sales, so I mean, what do you want? What do you want me to do? So now that things in the world have come to a halt, buy a goddamn sandwich from us. Now more than ever. And when we get through this, we'll get through it together. Also, when we get through this, please remember that we made this commercial and have a favorable impression of our brand. Like, remember us as the good guys. It's very important that you remember.
All right, so that's at Ryan George. At the Ryan George on Instagram and Twitter. That guy's really funny. I've never seen anything else he's done, but that was great. Alone Together makes me gag. Oh, I know. And guys, but if you just trust the plan, you don't have to face anything in your life. Just like when the left derangement, Trump derangement syndrome, if you just believe that everything bad is coming from Trump, you're good. You can just squirt. And the right wing, everything bad is because Trump is saving you. Great. Squirting. The reality of the situation. And I'm starting to think like I'm functioning almost like those big posts in harbors. Like, I'm around water a lot, and I'll just leave it at that. I'm just kidding. And you see, like, the tide going up and down, and these big posts are in the bedrock. And a lot of people are just on the surface of the water, just They just go wherever the water goes. And you see these big posts that don't move with the tide. You can see the tide's up here, tide goes down. They're just there. That's me. And so people are like, but Big Bear, we're right here right now. I'm like, it's going to change, guys. You know, it's going to change. And right now, if you think all this, guys, this shit is crazy. Like, Tanzania is more based than a lot of Q-tards. Check this out. Okay, so Africa gets it. Africa's been poisoned by vaccines now for a long time. They're handling this very well, especially Tanzania. All right, so Tanzania suspends laboratory head after president questions coronavirus test. But, I mean, trick the plan, guys. Tanzania has suspended the head of its national health laboratory in charge of testing for the coronavirus and ordered an investigation a day after John questioned the test's accuracy. Okay, I would take the president of Tanzania over Trump. Hand to God. Okay. He said the president of Tanzania said on Sunday the imported test kits were faulty as they had returned positive results on a goat and a pawpaw among several non-human samples submitted for testing, with technicians left deliberately unaware of their origins. He did not say where the kits had been imported from. All right. So, long story short, hand to God, I'd rather have the president of Tanzania represent me than Trump. Obviously, than Biden. I mean, Biden would be hysterical, but... Okay, so he gets these coronavirus tests because of the actual president of America, Bill Gates, is pushing this all over the world to economically collapse the world so you can buy everything up, right? And it's obvious to everybody that isn't squirting. So he tests a goat and a pomegranate and sends them off to the lab, and they're like, positive. And so he's like, no. He's like, you just... And so want to know what happens then? What I assume would happen is the Zionist media and the Zionist Congress and the Zionist... you guys go to the store? You guys look happy. Hey, Mom, you look happy, almost like you should live here. You look so comfortable, almost like you should live here. Are you guys going to the store? All right. So the president of Tanzania, who actually gives a shit about his people, and from my judgment, he's like, hey, guys, the goat tested positive for coronavirus. So the Zionist American Congress, Zionist pharmacy, Zionist, all of it, what normally I would expect them to do is to say, well, that means goats and pomegranates have coronavirus. And that's what they do. They're like, did you know that coronavirus comes from a fart and a cat? It's probably because they're like, we just sent you a fart and you said it had coronavirus. We're like, well, then the only logical conclusion is that the coronavirus spreads from farts and cats. And you guys, a lot of you guys are still like, yeah, but Trump, man, he has to do this. He has to beat and rape me and inject me with shit. Guys, it shows that he loves us. I'm so out, dude. I'm so out. And do what you want. And I'm not saying you have to leave here if you feel a different way than me, but you can't be in the chat spamming it. You can't be here being like, the plan is to be trusted because we put our trust in a letter on a message board and a real estate salesman from New York City who was a Democrat 10 years ago. Who's not come through on one single campaign promise. And for those of you, I briefly thought that the coronavirus was a secret plan hatched by Trump to close borders and starve Babylon and shit. No. It's having that effect, which is awesome. I love all the effects. Love. I don't want it to end. You know, people are like, when's the orders to go back to work? Guys, I'm dead serious. I'm hoping never. But why be here? Because then people will be forced to open their business or die. Like, my ideal scenario is that it never opens. But why be? So you hate people? No. I want it to go so far that people just go, fuck it. I'm going to do what I do. And the people that never do that, they simply die. So it'll come to a point when, like, swim or die. It's like, oh no, save me. It's like, you have to swim. I'm sitting in a 22,000 square foot building alone. Right. Right. And so I don't want it to end because I want people to shed Babylon. I want people to be like, and I'm not saying I want the government to fail, or I'm not rooting against the American government. I'm not rooting it. I fucking do what you do. But it's like, I want people to get to the point where they're like, fuck this. Because once you do it yourself, you get more power. You know, you bring it back from D.C. You bring it back from the Vatican. You bring it back from the City of London. Those big boner obelisks. You know, your debt, your fucking boner hat popes, and you're like, just let it go, man. And or don't. It's all good. I'm just, this is my, as an outsider who's been unaffected by this, I mean, I've been affected, but I haven't been affected like a lot of people. Like, I've been dealing with madness so long that I just, it's all so obvious to me. When people were more offended by the word nigger than baby murder, I knew the wheels were off the train. And I suffered for it. I wasn't allowed to work. I haven't been allowed to work normally for years now. So I get it. You have to grow on your own. You have to do it with your community. You have to spiral up. They will keep extending it a month every time. Live your life. Start, dude, the people waiting for someone to approve of them to go outside, at some point they have to just go outside or they will just die. And I'm rooting for them to make the right decision, but I don't. If the government lets you go outside and then you go, you didn't even learn your fucking lesson. It has to get to a point when it's like, you're going to fucking die or you're going to swim. And that's it. We're programmed to think we can't sprint. Speak for yourself, Holly Coco. Your instincts will kick in. God did not make you to sink and die. God did not create you so that you would wear a mask and sit indoors and masturbate all day long. If our ancestors did that, we wouldn't exist. Our species would have went extinct. I mean, think of the shit people have been through, the famines, the wars, the starvations, the crazy upheavals in history, actual pestilence. And people still were like, it's worth it to have a baby. It's worth it to keep going. It's worth it. Get up. Yeah, but outside, there's fire. There's literally been fire and brimstone rain from the sky. There's literally been a deluge. There's literally been a flood that covered the earth. And people still got up. And now people are like, glued to their television. I'm not going to go outside until the television tells me. I want this thing to go until they're almost dead. And then they finally go, I'm just going to do it. And then that energy comes back into your heart. Bang. Bang. I'm doing the backstroke over here. Hell yeah, Kung Fu Bear. Yeah, Kung Fu Bear was super cutarded. Now he gets it. No shame. He had a great time doing it. He learned a lot. The thing holding the cutards back right now is like they feel shame. I don't know. Maybe it's because me and Kung Fu Bear have been through a lot of shit in our life. But like, I know shame. I've made friends with shame. I understand shame. I understand the force of shame. Don't let it keep you like, so you can't grow. You can't progress. You know, remember all those high school kids that were like captain everything and like they're worshipped and all that shit? And then you go visit home and they haven't changed? It's because they can't grow. They've been put on the pedestal. Pedestal in the pit. It's like, if I change, I won't get that. I have to be the guy that got all that power. And so the rest of their life, their power just starts going down because they're like, no, but if I change, I can't, right? It's the same with the pit. It's like, oh, I deserve nothing. I deserve nothing. I just need to stay alive one more day, please. And it's like both of those paths are such shit. I keep up with Q and Trunk, but I don't follow them. That's fine. I'm not telling you what to do with your life, man. I'm telling you not to just keep waiting to be saved by a fucking letter. Like, guys, 99% of his predictions and things are not, they did not come true and they're not real. It's like, I'm not even like mad about it. I'm just seeing people just like, I've been getting emails and shit from people that I like that are just like, trust in the plan, Big Bear. I'm like, do you even know how I think, man? Like, this is only making me think it needs to be slaughtered even more. The dudes who peaked their senior year, exactly. Like, the more people write to me, like, of all the shit I say, guys, I say crazy shit. of all the shit I say every day, the fact that that triggers people to be like, Big Bear, you must. I'm like, oh shit, this is a good old spell that I'm going to gut. And the more people push back on it, the more I know what it is. It's like you're giving me sonar. All right, going into the queue, though, was necessary to get out of it. Yeah, definitely. Definitely, dude. This is all very powerful stuff. It's all very helpful. Dude, if I didn't go down some of the queue roads, I wouldn't know how fucking deranged the government is. Like, how there is no deep state. It's just the state. And then I'm not scared of it anymore. I'm not scared of, like, the government at all because I know the purpose. I know that people want it, that people need it, that people are like, please, please. It's all a psyop. I don't even know what that means anymore. And let me know what you guys think of this. I think a lot of psyops are people just doing shit to themselves. I think even the concept of psyop is externalizing responsibility, where you're like, oh, no, they did it to me. They did it to me. You know, it's interesting shit. The shallow state will save us, right? Not the deep state, the shallow state. It's only got a little pee-pee in it. Just a little pee-pee. Just a little pee-pee. All right, BB, you're on level a million. I don't know about that. I'm definitely a wizard slayer, though. No man on earth will save you. Ding, ding, ding. Thank you, Mort Wolf Bear. All right, so what was I about to show you guys? I got more stuff. Oh, this is great. Someone made this. Worky the Bear says, that ain't no corona. We call them right there ankle biters. I liked it. Oh, this is great. Got a chaplain mask? I think, guys, if people were like, you must wear the mask. Dude, you got to wear Hitler masks and call it a chaplain mask. I don't know why anyone would not do that. Do you have a wall of wizard hats? Oh, I should. I once performed in a club in Dallas that had a bunch of hats on the wall. I think that's kind of funny. It's all the wizards that were slain. Which one's this? I already played you the Red Pill Rooster one. All right, I'm going to show you this book now. It's a great time to see this book. Okay, someone made me this. Let's review. Okay, now let's do the story of the three little pigs. This is the story of three pigs and a wolf. And trust me, it isn't the same story that you're used to. Now one pig was given a house of hay, and he took a nap. The other pig builds his house out of sticks, and it's better than hay, or whatever. And he takes a bit of a nap. The third pig spends all of his time, something others to slave away, and he builds a very strong mansion out of bricks, and then took a nap. Story by Owen Benjamin, art by Paper Engineering, Scott Halloween Bear. All right. This is the wolf. He represents the fear of the unknown. You see? It's a pop-up book. The wolf is the fear of the unknown. The wolf shows up at the house of straw. Then he huffs and puffs. Okay. First grasp each corner of this tab and your child recites the huff puff, then blow and pull down. All right, look at this. He huffs and puffs, and the pig, run away! Okay. So the wolf shows up at the house of straw. He huffs and puffs. But the pig... Yeah. How does this work? I should have looked at this before. He's running. He's running, but he had a knife and a plan. I don't know if I can do this on the thing. And the wolf followed. This is great. The wolf followed him to the house of sticks. Oh boy, two pigs. Huff and puff and huff and puff. The straw pig ran away. And the stick pig ran to warn his friend. Sticks and straw ran all the way to the brick house. Danger is at our door. Except as you see the Her Choice guy, that pig has a knife behind his back. You see that? He's the gamma pig. See, the original pig, the straw pig, he has a knife and a plan. Danger's at our door, but don't worry, I have a plan. It's a knife. First, I eliminate you. So now the straw pig has his knife, and he grabs the other pig. Now I own the brick house. Now watch, stabby, stabby, stab. See how he's stabbing? Get on your knees. The only way you can live through the wolf is if you put on this chain. Do it, because I have the brick house and the knife. You see, the straw pig has the knife. No, I will never kneel to you or put on these chains. You got this house because you have betrayed your own people. I say no, I would rather fight the wolf. And with that, the stick pig walks out of the brick house directly into the path of the wolf. And the stick pig said, and you can try. As you can see, the stick pig is the unbearable. What? Says the wolf. Well, I could fight him, bud. But I could break a leg, says the wolf. He's assessing his risk versus reward. This is the actual story of the three pigs, not the one you get told by the retards. Well, I could fight him, but I could break a leg or lose an eye. If I got injured, I could starve. I bet there's an easier prey back at the pond. And then the wolf bravely ran away. The wolf ran away. Cost-benefit analysis. The wolf likes easy prey. They don't like fighting because if a wolf breaks his leg in the wilderness, he starves to death. Okay. Hey, guys, we have a problem, says the unbearable, who faced the wolf. He goes back into the village where he has all the other pigs. You know that straw house pig? Yeah? Well, he just killed Gary, the brick pig, and stole his house. And the pigs understood. So the pigs fixed the problem and burned the straw pig alive in the house. The reason we do this as a mob is so everyone will know firsthand the penalty for betrayal. As we continue, what did we learn today? All right, so here's the stick pig is actually the one who wins. What did we learn today? It is never the end. See that? You see all the pigs? I will always have to face the wolf, but I'll be damned if I will do it as a slave. The end. To Owen, I hope and pray that I have not misrepresented your logos, your pal, Scott Halloween Bear. No one is having more fun than us. No, you did a great job. So the way the world actually works, not the way you're told it works by people who want to make you a slave, is they will say, there's a monster out there, and I will protect you if you just put on the chain. And if that doesn't work, I will kill you unless you put on the chain. Or you're going to have to go face the Coronu. I won't be able to protect you unless you go face the Coronu. Go outside. Come for me, Coronu. Then when nothing happens, you look back and you go, motherfucker, did you just have a knife at my neck? And then you go, hang on a second. And then it's called an extinction event for that motherfucker. That entire plan, that's why they have so much censorship shit going on. The entire plan rests on every single person putting on the chain. He doesn't have anything. He's a little pig with a little knife. The whole thing's based on fear. The wolf is an act of nature. The wolf doesn't hate the pigs. They want to eat. So the predator does not understand. The predator reacts in a very interesting way when you puff up and you go, come on. Even a predator way bigger, way scarier, way more threatening will just go, this isn't the way this story should go. I'm going to leave. That, guys, this is reality. That's why one man with God is the majority. There's people where if they put a gun in your face and you just don't appear scared, Because you're like, God does not, if God wants me to die today, I will be with him by this afternoon. I can't wait to meet my maker. That person with the gun will fucking tremble and put it down. Fact. But you can't fake it. It has to be real. And so if you say, I will face my maker, I will face the wolf, there's nothing they can do, guys. And then you go, but did they? And then you go back to the other, and now the other pigs in the village, that pig is more of a threat now than the wolf, the betrayer. That pig that has betrayed the pigs is more of a threat than the wolf, because as pigs, they can come up with a plan, hatch a plan, all that shit. It's like if one of their own betrays them, that's a serious problem, and that person has to go. And that straw pig was relying on trust to get the house made out of stone. You understand? It's not worth it is the mentality of the fearful and the mentality of the predator, Kung Fu Bear. A lot of the predators aren't necessarily evil. Like, I think in terms of coyotes and eagles and wolves, because the stuff that I protect my chickens and goats from all the time, it's not that they're necessarily cowards or anything. It's all risk assessment. It's the same with the pedophile. The pedophile would say, and I'm saying, you don't think pedophiles are evil? Just listen. It's like, okay, does he have a dad? Does this kid have a dad, a brother? Is anybody going to believe the kid? That's why they go after kids that don't have strong families. That, okay, risk level low, reward very high for somebody with a real twisted fetish for children. So they're like, okay, this checks out. Okay, if they look at a kid that is like, I'm going to tell my mom what you did. You know, then they think it's a new set of stuff. Or it's like people know their car. It's math. The pig story applies to snitches in Missouri. That's why I told it today. So look at this again. 900 Missouri residents who snitched on lockdown rule breakers fear retaliation after details leak online. Okay. So what that means is now that people know who did it, their life is never going to be the same. Betrayal is one of those things where, like, once you know someone's a rat, I can talk shit about Trunk's job he's doing, and a lot of these people will not leave because I have a betrayal level of zero. I'm an open book to a point of, like, retardation at points. So my value is extremely high. Because you know I don't cuck, you know I don't betray, you know I don't lie. I've done thousands of hours of streams, and think of all the people that hate me, and the best they can do is show me, like, contradict a thought I'm working on, or, like, wrestle with my dog. It's fucking absurd. And it's like, so that's value. What is zero value is betrayal. What's zero value is someone saying they're going to do something and not doing it for money. And when people understand that, they're like, we know what you've done. Oh, and thank you for your loyalty. I don't know any other way. And that's a reality. It kept me alive in times of my life. And it's like, and a lot of people betray and are disloyal simply out of fear. Simply out of the fact that, like, people online are like, oh, how dare you? And so then they'll start shifting and molding just so they don't feel pain. Oh, but I guess I'll say this. Oh, yeah, yeah. So I'll go against my people. Oh, blah, blah, blah. It's like, fuck that. Long term, you'll never experience more pain than if you betray your own people and family. You don't come back from that. I mean, theoretically, you can, but it's... And that's why it's like, Trunk needs everybody to be like, Trunk is going to save us. It's like, I'm not saying he's a betrayer, but he definitely didn't do anything he said. And if you want to just keep saying, but he can't, though. Imagine if you hire someone to build you a fence and he says he'll finish in a week. I mean, it's not even a big metaphor, guys. Just exchange fence with wall. But he's building the wall. Just shut the fuck up. Trump derangement syndrome 2.0. It's like, so imagine if, like, a week goes by and the fence, okay, now 20 years go by. And you keep being like, guys, he's been through a lot. If he builds the fence, you know, he's going through a divorce. He squirts a lot. He's tired. It's like, dude, what good are you? You know? All right. If you think Trump is going to save you, there's nothing that can save you. There's nothing that can save you. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not, don't make this a big thing. I'm not anti-Trump. I'm not like going at Trump. I'm just detaching from Trump. BB, I'm always in a better mood by the end of your stream. That I'm at the beginning. Thank you. Anytime. It's the resonance of truth. Trump engagement syndrome. Nice, Rusky Bear. Trump engagement syndrome. Wow, Rusky Bear. Well done, man. This Trump derangement syndrome that everything he does is evil, and then Trump engagement syndrome is everything he does is secretly to free us. Trump engagement syndrome. Wow. Nice. Good rhetoric. Do you think Trump drinks crunk? No, he doesn't drink. Good for him. Oh, and last night we were joking. I was joking with my mom how, like, sometimes people be like, Big Bear, you used to be so much more mellow. I was like, I was drunk. Like, I'm sober now for a full year. And, yeah, I'm more astute. I'm more aggressive. I focus on things more intensely. I care about things more. I'm less numb. I'm actually not numb at all. I'm extremely perceptive. I see through a lot of bullshit. And I used to self-medicate with alcohol. I would drink until I was like, hey, okay, I drank. I used to just drink alcohol until I didn't care about things or feel things. I wouldn't see what was really happening. And that sober is awesome. Yeah, so here's the thing. I'm going to be intense. I'm going to say shit that's intense. I'm not always just going to be like, whatever. But it's my sobriety, and I'm holding on to that. And if people want to challenge that, my health and my family and my mental clarity is so much more important than my subscriber number. So I will always ban you because I know what's at stake. Like, if anybody's like, just fucking chill out, Big Bear. Have a claw. I'm like, you're out of here. Because it means you don't love me. It means you don't care about me. It means you want to use me. And so for that, I will never engage. Like, the people in the chat, I've already accepted that I will engage with you. I will read what you say live and respond as if you're a friend or we're around a campfire, as James True talks about. I've accepted you here. So if you're going to betray me and talk about how I should drink or how, like, I used to be so much more mellow or, like, just fucking, you know, I'm going to kick you out. And because I have these lines that I stay in and that I don't cross. And so I don't think you used to be more mellow at all. You seem so much better now. I'm much better now. Way better. No, it's people trying to draw me back into their pit. Like, I used to not focus in on shit as much. I would be, I'm way happier now. I'm a better husband. I'm a better father. I'm a better son. I'm a better brother. I'm a better friend than I used to be. But I also have very high antenna. You were intense as fuck when you drank too. Sometimes. But I just wasn't as, like, I'd be more like recklessly intense. I'd be like, hey, fuck you, Shapiro. But it was more low vibration, so it didn't challenge people as much. It was more acceptable for people. Because the ranting drunk, people have that in their mind where it doesn't challenge their beliefs or it doesn't challenge their dogma or their little security blankets. So if I was just like, you know, I'd be like, hey, Shapiro, you fucking Jew. You know, it didn't challenge anybody. It was just kind of like, ah, drunk guy. And now I can use that focus and people are like, oh shit, man, he's really shaking some of the ground I'm standing on. Just please understand that I'm not going back to that state of just, yeah, now it's more structured. Right. All right. Same BB, just more focused. Yeah. If you still drank, who knows if you'd have the ladles of, right. Oh God, my ladles would be sloppy. I'd be spilling gravy. You know, and I could act joyful. I could be like, wow, what a great, oh yeah, crushing. But my gravy would be spilling everywhere. Biscuits would be dry. Some would be over-soaked with gravy. I get it, man. It is sometimes a struggle. I still battle it sometimes. My life is significantly better, but especially in these times, whenever the world gets really loud, everybody has something that they've medicated with in the past. and you just want to be like, I don't want to hear the world anymore. I don't want to fucking, and that's why, what's been a real saving grace for me is, constant labor, constant manual labor, constant responsibilities, constant animal, requirements. But like, I'm right about drunk, and I'm not going to drink. So that, you know, back in the day, I think, I saw through Hollywood, I think probably a little earlier than I would, admitted to myself, but I would just drink all the time. Not all the time, but I would expect myself to drink so that I didn't, feel it. There's a video of Putin telling generals to put down the liquor until enemy is conquered. He's right. But drunk is our nigger. The art of gravy distribution. Yeah, the gravy supply chain is strong. It will not be affected by the coronavirus. Drunk is bunk. I'm not attacking him. As an American, I want him to do a good job. I want him to be successful. I'm not anti-Trunk. I'm not putting any of my hope in Trunk. And I hope you guys understand what I mean by that. I think you people are more connected to my future and well-being than Trunk. By being here, by hitting a like button or sharing it or sending me mail or subscribing to Unauthorized. Guys, you are more positive in my life than Trunk. Like, voting for you would be more logical than me voting for Trunk, in my opinion. Yeah, he's still your president? I want good to be done. Whatever that means. I think The Bachelor of Babylon season 33 is fucking retarded. When people talk to me about politics now, it's as if they're telling me about Survivor. Where they're like, did you see Gary have to drink his own piss on Survivor? Oh my God, I'm on pins and needles. Who's going to be the Survivor? Guys, it's identical when people tell me about Tulsi Gabbard or fucking Elizabeth Warren. And they're like, did you see the debate? Tulsi had him by the thread. And then in come in creepy JoJo. And I'm like, of course I don't watch it or care. It's, guys, it's fucking Bachelor of Babylon season 33. What is Trunk going to do next? People are, all right, so apparently he leveled up from surviving his impeachment. He got the rose. The Bachelor of Babylon was presented with the rose. Nancy Pelosi could not make him drink his own piss on this week of Bachelor of Babylon. So now what he's facing is Billy Goat Gates and the deep state. What's going to happen with China? I'm like, shut the fuck up. And I won't drink again. I've committed. I'm not going to be like, okay, this will shut you up. Go. The Whore of Babylon season 33. Whore of Babylon season 33. Next year, season 66. Trunk got the rose from Pelosi. But can he beat the media and the deep state? You want to know how you beat the media? Stop watching it. But if I don't watch the media, how can I beat the media? You fucking moron. But if I don't watch the media, how do I know if we're beating the media? Oh my God, I'm squirting so hard right now. Oh God. Please. Please help. Is WWE way worse? WWE is way more believable than the political system in America. On season 6 million of Whore of Babylon, Donald Trump gets the rose. But will Joe Biden's son in the Ukraine with a crack addiction and a baby from a stripper ruin it for old Trunk? Please, God, please make it stop. But don't you want to know who gets the rose at the end of Whore of Babylon season 66? I mean, we're this close to getting Pelosi. Oh my God, Hillary will pay in the Orange is the New Black. Is that really about Hillary and Tom Hanks? That brick wall is a Gitmo, and I'm squirting again. Oh my God, I'm fucking coming all over my pants. We can't beat the media unless we stay connected to it. The only way Anderson Cooper knows that we're out there, we're the real patriots. We're in the message board every day, ignoring our children and our future. Every day we're in the message board beating the fucking deep state. Anderson Cooper's on the ropes. Here comes Hillary. Oh shit, Trunk is showing everybody who's boss by imploding the fucking economy. Now China has to come to the negotiating table or else how the fuck is Anderson Cooper going to get away from this? Oh, God, I'm squirting. Oh, I'm coming off of myself. Oh, how am I going to clean up all the cum? Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. You don't trust the plan? Let's just stand together until Duterte gets here. I don't want Duterte. I don't want anybody. Who's going to save us? Here comes the no-nonsense Filipino dictator Duterte. What's he going to do? Is he going to make us wear the mask or not? I don't think he will. But if he does, it's because he's based in red-pilled. Oh, my God, he just shot a drug dealer. Do you know the drug dealer? No, but the media told me. We're this close to beating the media. But if the media tells you about Duterte, it's true. Oh, my God, I'm squirting. I'm coming. I'm coming so goddamn hard. Larry Tate just said so gross. I don't know what you're talking about, Larry. If you're talking about me, you're about to be fucking banned. I'm dying laughing. Yeah. The skits that have come out of Sober Owen's mind has crushed so many lives. Right? That's why they wanted me medicated for so long. Because, like, the people... And that's the thing. A lot of you guys are in the same boat. They want you on heroin. They want you drunk. Because you're powerful. I literally do not want anybody. I want them all to go the fuck away. This is Rand's incredible. I can't wait for it to get animated. Oh, my God. Pelosi's here. Look at her. Look at Pelosi. She's a fucking wretch. Look at her. Look at her talk. She and the media... We're going to fucking be... What are you doing right now? I'm watching Pelosi on the media for hours and hours. But I'm not wearing my mask because I didn't have to go to Costco today. Holy fuck, I'm crushing the deep state. Oh, I'm coming again. Oh, my fucking... My dick isn't even hard. It's Microsoft. My grandpa was forcing me to pick between Trump and Biden last night. I told him Duterte. I don't want Duterte. I don't want a fucking Filipino midget to tell me whether or not I can wear a mask or not. But you must pick who's going to get the rose of the Whore of Babylon season 33. Duterte's funny. He's a funny dude. But Justin Trudeau said I can't have my guns anymore. Oh my God, he's so not based in red-pilled. Fuck. I need Jesus to come back right fucking now. And he's going to kick everyone's ass. If you don't fucking love Jesus, he's going to kick you right in your dick and balls. And I'm going to get my gun. And then, oh, fuck, I'm jerking off again. Oh, Jesus. Guys, if we get rid of this goddamn pope, the Catholic Church will go back to being awesome. It was always so awesome before this pope. He is not based in red-pilled. He's not based in red-pilled. Before this pope, no one fucked any kids. And the Catholic Church was all... Oh, God, I'm jerking off again. Oh, Jesus. Very dark. Alright, Larry, you're gone. Again. By the way, if your name is Larry, I'm assuming you're a fucking bot, but you're gone, Larry. Don't even come back. No one needs a guy named Larry saying stuff like very dark. How dare you be? Yeah. I can see another cartoon in the making. Yeah. Oh, fuck! We're about to beat the media! How do you know? Because I'm watching the media all goddamn day! If I don't hang on every word of Biden, Trump won't be able to get Pelosi in China. Holy shit, the credit score has reached China. Fuck, everybody's coming to get me. Oh, Pelosi, trust the plan. The sewers, the quarries. I got my survival kit. Richie Rambazan, please help me. Send me a survival kit. Jesus, I'm jerking off again. Oh, pornos. Oh, pornos. We need Duterte to put it in my ass. Jesus, he used to be a homo until he fucking fucked himself in the ass. Piece of, oh God, very light BB on fire lately. Thank you. Yeah, this is hysterically funny. Banware, I'm dying. People are staring at me. Awesome. Guys, we can't beat the media until we watch it all day and masturbate. Jesus. If only Duterte was here and put a fucking gun in my fucking mouth, how am I supposed to get the drug dealers? Why not stop drug dealers? Don't do drugs. Why not how to stop the media? Don't watch it. Don't make it your internal ward. World. You want to stop pedophilia? Be a good dad. Be a good family member and call out scumbags. Don't have other people raise your children. And if somebody ever does shit, you fucking call them out. But no, the only way to stop pedophilia is to go into the sewers. Guys, there's underground chambers. Fuck, there's all these... All the hospital beds, they're waiting to free the children. Oh, Jesus, I'm jerking off again. I'm rubbing my balls now. Oh, God, my balls. Jesus. We gotta beat all these faggots, man. We gotta beat all the homos. How are we gonna do that? I don't know, but I'm jerking it again. Oh God, I'm covered in my own cum. Jesus Christ. Larry Tate was a character on Bewitched. All right, I got a letter here, and then I'm going to go. I'm just going to walk away. BB, you're taking out the restore. Yeah. Watch the media and save Israel for last. Then we'll get the pedos in the sewers. Dude, it's worse than leftist derangement syndrome. It's like, guys, save Israel for last. Okay, so in the meantime, if there's a war, if they kill a bunch more people, like, whose conscience is that on? Don't you know how the government works, you fucking idiots? Our leader is not supposed to do anything. They're supposed to lay low. Guys, we've had patriots in there since 1960. John F. Kennedy was getting sucked off by Len in the White House. His boyfriend's getting sucking him off, and then the Jew came in and fucking killed him, and then everybody's got to quiet and hush around. 60 years we've been waiting for Donald Trump to hero pay himself orange, come here kicking fucking ass. We got two crushing sewers. The pedophiles are not in your neighborhood. No, they're in the fucking sewers. We got the patriots, white hats, someone fucking crushing. Oh, Jesus, I'm drinking off again. Oh, I can't leave my house. Oh, Jesus Christ. Speaking of Jesus Christ, he's going to come back and fuck everybody up. Oh, the Muslim was a fucking goat. Oh, Jesus is going to beat his ass and he's going to fucking... I just showed you the internal world of an average Q-tard. This is why I used to drink alcohol. I can hear it like it's fucking right in front of me. Oh, God damn it. Fuck, the blacks or the Muslims are... Fuck, we got to build a wall now or else they're going to keep coming. They're going to fucking fuck everybody. What makes you think the blacks are going to come fuck everybody? Because I'm jerking off to it all day. Because I'm watching these blacks fuck all these people. And oh, my God, I'm coming again. All right. 60 years of pure edging. The patriots have laid low. They were, a baby was born, and he's now, and the baby is now almost the age of of my wife. Oh my God. Holy fuck. A baby was born. They lived, and they're almost dead. And the whole time, they were laying low, just waiting for Donald Trump, the reality show star, to come with his hair and pay himself and fuck everybody. Oh, Hillary down there. Oh, Jesus. Donald Trump doesn't have the power yet to get Hillary. He's only the president of the United Goddamn States of America. He has to bide his time. First, he has to fuck up China. Then he's got to put on the mask. Oh, Jesus Christ. Here comes Pelosi. Oh, fuck. I'm jerking off again. Oh, gee, I can't get enough of this shit. If only we get Tom Hanks. Fucking admit that he fucking didn't swim away from that island. Fucking Forrest Gump, retard, fucking Tom Hanks. Oh, I'm jerking off again. Oh, Jesus. Can't believe I'm just coming in my butt. I'm squirting and nothing's even coming out of my dick. But I'm so depressed when it's over. Oh, fuck. Now I just want to close my laptop. I can't believe what I was just watching. Jesus, now I gotta save a pedophile. Now I gotta kill a pedophile because I was just watching something that was a product of human trafficking. Jesus, my guilt is off the chart. Oh, time to fire up the Pornhub. Oh, fuck, I'm wagging up. Oh, Jesus, now I'm full of shame. Time to kill a pedophile. Oh, Jesus Christ. How am we supposed to get him? It's not in my house. It's not in my mind. It's in the sewers. Fuck. Put on a mask. Jesus Christ. Wait for Gates. Bill Gates is going to inject me with some cum, and then I'm going to feel better. Oh, Jesus, I'm jerking off again. Oh, fucking shit. Ugh. Desquirte's coming, he's gonna squirt on everybody. Dude, almost all of it is from debt and porn. The whole fucking root of the whole problem. You wanna bet? The whole thing is debt and porn. I just took out a loan so I could keep it. I mean, a guy might be nice. I gotta have a car and fucking crunch. Oh God, I'm whacking off again. This is why I always come back. Welcome here, Copper Bear. Q is a great letter. Let's bow to the new god, the letter. BB is reading my active thoughts. I channel them.
Oh my God, he said channeling. Oh fucking Jesus Christ, he's gonna punch him in the face. Oh no, I'm watching a threesome on fucking Pornhub. Oh Jesus. Oh, in comes a stepdaughter. What the fuck? Oh, I came. Fuck, now I feel so guilty. We gotta get a pedophile in the sewer. Tom Hanks made me do it. Tom Hanks made me squirt. Oh fuck, if only I kill Tom Hanks, then I won't squirt anymore. Oh, I'm whacking off again. Oh Jesus. Bill Gates is gonna play one. He's gonna come to me and fucking give me fucking all this shit, make me feel good.
All right. Please add this to the Bear Archive. All right, what is this? How have you seen these pornos with all the male cast? Hang on. BB's channel. Hang on. Have you seen those pornos with all male casts? Man, I keep watching these pornos. It's just dudes. It's so sick. Bunch of faggots.
We got to get them. Oh, gee, they're in the sewers. Time for me to get my fucking Q decoder ring on. And then I'm going to pound on my dick a bit. Fucking, come on, Q-tards. Let's go get Hillary in the sewer. What are you guys doing? Oh, everyone's jerking off again. Oh, Jesus Christ, we're coming again. Oh, fuck. AOC is the reason. My family's all fucked up because of AOC. That's the reason everybody's fucking bullshit is AOC. It's not because I'm just constantly beating off and fucking so much debt. Oh, Jesus. Bill Gates has got to give me a shot right in my fucking mouth.
And meanwhile, it's so easy to avoid all that shit. If it wasn't for the lisp, it would be a damn good Alex Jones. Alex Jones like, oh, the communists are coming. Oh, Jesus, I'm coming again. I'm going to eat my neighbor's ass. And I'm going Those Q followers that squirt are the sewer. They are the sewer. It's fine. It's fine. I'm not here to tell them what to do. It's their life.
Bill Gates is going to squirt a syringe right in my mouth. I'm going to feel better. Oh, God, I'm coming again. How can I come again? Jesus Christ. I'm real vital. I have a lot of male vitality. How can I get fucking, I'm not even getting hard. I'm just wagging it. I'm coming. I'm so fucking tough. I just came a bunch of time. Oh, Jesus. Why don't I have any children? Oh, fuck. Q, come on. We got to get the pedophile. All
right. Owen, my name is Joseph. I'm not saying that. All right. Bathory Bear. I saw you in Hobart. I sub to unauthorized.tv and support Vox Day on the dark stream. As of today, I found three other bears near me. Thank you for all you do, sir. Much love and respect. You forever can call upon the bears for anything. All right, some info. Age 24. Nice. How many Rogans? 21 Rogans. I'll take it. I'll take 21 Rogans all day long. Bike owner, tribe Icelander. I've been a bear for about 1 year and 4 months. I've seen just about all of your streams. Thank you for being so funny. I pray for you and your family. In Jesus' name, hail the bears. Love it. Love that. That's how you do it. Want to know one of the most passive-aggressive fucking things people say? I'm going to pray for you. Not that. That's how you do it. That's authentic Christianity. I will continue praying for your family in Jesus Christ. You know, amen. Like, beautiful. People go, I'm going to pray for you because you're so fucked up. Why? Because you're saying the wrong words. It's affecting my squirting. How about you pray for me and then later you tell me you prayed for me? No, but I don't actually ever pray. I just say I'm going to pray for you so that you feel like shit. And then I feel a little bump. I get a little bump because of my morality. Because I say I'm going to pray for you. It means you're below me in the pit. And then I feel a little bit taller. And then I'm going to fucking beat off again. And then I'm going to... How about you just pray for me if you want to pray for me? If you genuinely want to pray for me, do that. And then be like, hey, man, I've been praying for you for a while, dude. It's so cool to see your family. Beautiful. I'm going to pray for you. Why do you say that? Because I never pray. I never do. I say, I'm going to pray for you so the person feels below me. I feel above them. And then I beat my dick off again. Oh, Jesus. Q is going to save us. Oh, fuck. I'm going to jerk off again. Ugh. I'm going to pray for you. Oh, bless your heart. I'm going to pray for you. You know what? Pray for yourself. How's that sound? But what is prayer? I just say I'm going to pray for you. What is this prayer you speak of? All right, I got to go. If you'd like to support the stream, it's the least you can do. Hang on, I'm gonna stop watching porn. Oh, Jesus, there's a Pelosi again. Oh, God. With all this anger and fear, I got to balance it out with all the lust and the fucking beating. Oh, Jesus. I prayed for you long ago before I... Right, dude, just pray. My favorite prayers are before meals. That's when my family prays together. And my son's so funny about it. He goes, I like to thank God for this beautiful meal and the fact we could jump on the trampoline. And it's that simple, dude. Just fucking be thankful, be grateful, and give it to the Most High. That's it. I'm going to pray for you. Why? Because you made me feel bad, and so that means you're bad. So I'm going to fucking pray for you in the future so that you elevate to my level because I feel so goddamn bad about the words you said. Even though I'm at your stream, I'm in your fucking home, and I'm going to make you change so that I feel better. And the way I'm going to do it is I'm going to say I'm going to pray for you because that means I'm morally superior to you. Of course, I'm never going to pray. I never goddamn pray. All I pray for is I just want things. I think about all the stuff I want and all the people I want to fucking beat up or have Jesus beat them up for me when he comes back and he's fucking kicking ass. And then, you know, that's prayer for me. It's just a series of wants and desires and fucking squirting. Oh, God, you disgust me, Owen Benjamin. You're the reason I can't squirt five times today. I mean, squirt. I got male vitality from man's fucking tone. All right, I'm going to close on, love you so much, Big Bear. Cheers, Julia. They like to think about Trump coming for, oh, dude, they want to see Trump fuck Hillary. Do you guys not understand what this whole thing's about? These people are edging. They want to see Trump fuck Hillary. That's all they want. They're like, teach her a lesson, Trunk. Come on, pull down her pantsuit. Come on, Trunk. We need justice. Fuck her, Trunk. Dude, can people not hear the inside thoughts of other people? Is it just me? You know I'm right. You know that half these cutards want to see Trump fuck Hillary. Teeth are elected. Show her that fucking who's boss, Trunk. It's fucking disgusting. We all know that's what it is. Yeah, ha 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 ha. So Ontario, dude, it's a fact. Dude, when you're listening to lock her up, lock her up. What I'm hearing now is fuck her trunk. Fuck her trunk. Take her trunk. That's what they want. They want to see their fucking trunk humiliate and dominate the witch that they've demonized. That's what they want. Teach her a lesson, Trunk. Dude, the shit that people watch in pornos and they think it's like, oh, sometimes they watch naughty movie. I mean, whatever, I got my pornos. Dude, you're watching fucking incest and rape fantasies all day. You're watching people that have been fucking abused and smuggled into this country. And so when you watch the whole Hillary Trunk thing, is they want to watch Trump fuck her. You want to bet? Lock her up, Trunk. Teach her a lesson. Come on her, Trunk. If you actually know how spirituality works and how fucking vengeance and justice works, she's already paying the price. But you pay the price for your sin all the time. You don't need to lock anyone up. They're trying to get Trump to fuck her. Lock her up, Trunk. Put her hands behind her back. Make it, you know, Like, put her in handcuffs, Trunk, bend her over, fucking, look at her, fuck her, Trunk, fuck her. Ew, okay, you're banned. Ew. Maya Cora, he's a bear. You can come back, just make another name. Ew, wow, ew. Bondage fetish, totally, lock her up, put her in a little cell, Trunk, make her yours. Dominate her, hold her hands behind her back. Look at her fucking little pantsuit. Oh, you think, oh, look at her wearing fucking pants. You rip it off her, Trunk. We're this close to that at all times. Oh, because everybody's, no, that's underneath people all the time. It's true. You lose logos, you lose morality, you lose your way. You got a bunch of howling hyenas going, fuck her, Trunk. Come on, Trunk. You got this. Get that deep. Get deep in that state. Get deep, Trunk. The deep state. Don't fuck a shallow, Trunk. Get deep. Owen, you're on fire today? Yeah, my family's gone, so I can really unleash. Normally, I can't show you reality this strongly because at any time, like a beautiful, innocent child can just run up to me and be like, Daddy! But now that everybody, my mom, my wife, my children, they're all at the store, I can be like, you want to know what really they want? Fuck her! Fuck her trunk! Fuck her trunk! He would need a ton of male vitality. Dude, it's a fact. They probably had to fuck just to get in the position they're in. It's not that crazy. You're missing the entire point I'm getting. Get deep in that state, Trunk. She's the state. Get deep, Trunk. Get that deep. Get deep. Get deep, Trunk. Lock her up. Lock her hands behind her back. Oh, that makes sense now. Oh, dude. Primal shit, guys. Primal. Primal. You are calling out the darkness that hides in all the corners of the world. Right. Fact. We need justice for Hillary. Teach her a lesson, Trunk. Show her what happens when you get lippy to the big man, Trunk. Get her on her knees, Trunk! No one else can hear that? You guys hear. You guys are dying laughing. Deeper state. Deeper, deeper. Get deeper in that state. Come on, get deep in that state. Show the government what happens when you mess with the bull, Trunk. The big bull. Our orange man. Yeah, he's like a big fucking flame. All right, let's watch. I love that Red Pill Rooster did that shit. I'm going to watch it again. And then that's it. If you'd like to support the chat, support the stream, it's literally the least you can do. P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. Yeah, say it. Down Syndrome President. God, the names of these things are so funny. You want to understand evil? Here you go. There you go, guys. Get in there, Trunk. Do what you gotta do, Trunk. That's why we voted for you, Trunk. Here we go.
You don't deserve anything. You're gonna die. All your friends and family, they're gonna give you an illness. Your friends and your family don't hug each other. They're gonna kill you. Everybody wants to kill you. If you go into a public place, a Muslim's gonna blow themselves up because they get virgins in heaven. They're so sick. They're so sick. These people are sick. They want to go to heaven to bang 72 virgins. They want to kill you and your kids. Kill yourselves. Just take some more. Being fat is fine. Don't shame a fat person. You should never have to feel shame. You can be 400 pounds and be beautiful. Other people are the virus.
I have returned, my children. Embrace me, your savior, Jesus Christ. I've returned
6 feet.
I am the savior of mankind.
We get it, but we don't want to get the sniffies. Other people are the virus. You're so bad for the earth. You're so bad for the earth. The earth would be so much happier if you weren't on it. The earth would be so free if you weren't on it. If you weren't on this earth, do what's right. Be the hero and take yourself out. Take yourself out. Let the earth be free. Everyone's a virus. Everyone's a virus. Everyone's against you. Everyone hates you. They want to kill you. How dare you? You should have shame. You're an embarrassment. You're never going to be beautiful like them. You're never going to be beautiful like them.
Someone just said something fascinating. This is when you fall asleep with the news on. Holy shit, that's so true, dude. You fall asleep with the news on, this is the narrative that enters your mind. Don't watch porn. Don't watch the news.
You're never going to be rich enough. Your wife doesn't love you. If you don't get a bigger car, she's going to leave you for a rich man.
Save me, Lord. Protect me, Lord. Give me the chip, please.
Save me with your nipple rings. Please give me guidance. I'm your sheep. Be my shepherd with your pierced nipple. Please, I need help. I can't leave my home. I can't get my groceries. I can only watch my pornos. Please help me. Give me the chip. No, no, no. The chip is too expensive for you. You didn't earn the chip. I have money. I can take it from my wife. I can take the money from my wife. She's sleeping. She trusts me. She trusts me, Lord. I can take her. I can take her money. She doesn't check because she wouldn't think anyone would do such a thing. But I know it's worth it. Give me the chip, Lord. Give me the chip. Maybe. Show me the money. Show me the money while your wife sleeps. And then maybe I will save you. Please, thank you, Lord. I just want to serve. I just want to serve.
All right, guys. That's going to do it for the bear today. P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 93335. Unauthorized.tv, bitchute.com/OwenBenjaminComedy. Judging by the chat, you guys really enjoyed my epic rant. But I know some people are going to be fucking pissed off, but it's fine. Just write to me if you have to. It's all good. It's all about you. That, in that moment, it's about what you need to get through your day. You got to lock her up. You got to fuck her trunk. Get her trunk. And I'm not even against... You know, who am I to judge if you want to rape Hillary Clinton? I mean, that's your choice. I mean, she's got to be taught a lesson, huh, guys? All right, guys. We're on Telegram, too. We're on Telegram. Owen Benjamin's on Telegram. Coddington runs that. At Owen Comedy on Instagram. I'm on Social Galactic. Where else can people fucking stay in touch? We enjoyed you, BB. Much love. Yeah, anytime. Anytime. Laugh at the series. It's important. Yeah. I cannot even imagine people writing to you pissed off. It's so funny. It's fine. I used to be like, well, how can I just show them? And it's about them. They're probably jerking off while they're doing it. I'm dead serious. They're probably either right before, right after that, an epic porno bender. Epic, guys. These people are just combing for new clips. You know, naughty teens, naughty stepmommies, fucking crazy. And they think that they have a right to browbeat me morally when they don't understand how fucked up their mind's been wired. Don't you get the plan? Come on, we gotta get drunk. You don't like being, they don't like being exposed. It's fine. Guys, I used to beat off to weird shit. Like fucking, oh, a roommate walks in. Oh, she wants to join in. Oh, here we go. Oh, God, Jesus. Dude, that's why I know it so well. And then when you quit long enough, your mind comes back. It's like an old friend you haven't seen since childhood before you were sexualized by a bunch of creeps. It's like, oh, hey, don't look at the world that way anymore. You're like, wait a minute, that's even possible? So everyone isn't just to be fucked or raped or to join in on a BJ? Yeah, that's all real crazy. That isn't how people used to think at all. Really? Yeah. People weren't constantly looking at people as sex objects all the time. Like, not even a little bit. Whoa. Yeah, dude. How did this happen to my mind? You've been recreating rape and incest and exploitation because of the moving motion picture for since you were a child. And it's made you view the world in a completely fake way. And so now you're gonna think you're morally like in a real great place when you sound fucking insane. And the people that aren't there anymore are gonna sometimes really miss drinking because it'd make it go away. But I don't anymore. Guilty of it too, probably 2 to 3 years clean. Good for you. And it's a process, dude. It's a process. I'm not saying you're the bad man for watching pornos. I'm not saying you're the bad man for watching news. I'm saying it's deranging your brain. It's like, I'm not morally condemning you. I'm telling you it makes you weak and dumb and gay and fucking disgusting, cowardly. And it's like, rise. Rise to what God gave you to do. Rise. Sexual deviancy and greed are the distractions. Yes. Get the 50 cal ready, kind of knows. Oh, yeah. Oh, this is just the truth. Fact. Yes, I'm aware of it. I try to avoid it. It's a battle, dude. It's a battle. I don't battle the porno thing at all anymore. But I, you know, sometimes I want to drink and not be able to hear the sound of human consciousness. Words cannot describe today's epic rant. The power is electric. I could feel it across the country. Dude, fact. The internet is a shitty mockery, a mimic of what our actual potential is for transmission of truth and power. The internet is a mimic. It's a mimic of something better. You understand that, right? The power is everywhere. The ether has not even been tapped. It's right there. BB is the best shortcut to based logos. Well, I just know how to communicate it to people. And I live it because if I didn't, I would be so fucked up. I didn't have a choice. You know, I wasn't ever going to betray or cuck. And so because of that, I had to get stronger because I was very, very vulnerable. All right, guys. Be fruitful, multiply, don't be fruity and blow guy. P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 93-5. Unauthorized.tv, bitchute.com/OwenBenjaminComedy, unbearablesmerchandise.com. I'll see you guys maybe tonight, maybe not. I don't know. I never know. I usually do them, though, but I don't know. I've been streaming a lot lately, but I've been very inspired having my mom around. All right, much love.